I genuinely believe that it's actually the system is completely defective. It permits this behaviour, and in some cases, it encourages this behaviour.
And
And that.
again, what would be the motivation of an officer who didn't classify rape as rape, but classified it as a crime-related incident?
In some cases, it could be workload management. That was what happened.
Too much work.
The level of officers in those specialist departments was grossly deficient, and the Met knew this. They've addressed this by transferring some officers short term, which hopefully will help take away that element of it. But also, there is a significant amount of management pressure, but it hasn't corrected the behaviour that drives it. In part, it's driven by the promotion system because people need to show success, and the only sure and fast way at the moment they can show success is a reduction in the number of reported recorded crimes and an increase in detections. As long as there are senior leaders who believe that a performance framework is the best way to run the police force rather than record crime as it is and put victims first, then nothing will change.
Do you have evidence that this was being sanctioned by more senior officers?
Yes. Again, I think it's my third set of written evidence. If you were to look at that, it's part and parcel of the control of senior officers that was cracking the whip on crime management units. I've also very recently spoken to a DCI who's confirmed to me that he had an instruction from above that robbery must go down by any means possible.
How high above?
You're talking at least the level of borough commander, and that pressure is coming straight from Scotland Yard.
Why did you resign from your post?
It was probably the hardest decision of my life, and there is no future for me in the police service because, in particular in the Met, you are dealing with a service that puts reputation before the truth. And while I won't go into details about it because there are things ongoing at the moment, my treatment behind the scenes has been an absolute abomination and is unforgivable.
What do you say to those people who criticise you? They have called you a self-publicist, somebody who enjoys the limelight, and that has partly motivated what you've done in the last few years.
I don't want to be in this position. People, you can't please everybody all the time, and if by doing the right thing and by going to Parliament, and let's just bear in mind, it wasn't just me who came forward with evidence, it's been broadly substantiated, and if that's what people want to think, then frankly, they can think it. I sleep easy.